When the IRS levied my business and personal accounts, I didn't know where to turn. My CPA recommended...
The Self-Genius Hour of Slack.
Hey, you're me.
Lest anyone should have the impression, by the way, that research in this area leads always to God and to insight and to deeper experiences in loving, let me mention...
The Self-Genius Hour of Slack.
The tremendous implications of all this may not yet be fully understood.
Are you some big shot in the Navy?
No, I'm a deep sea fisherman. Plan B is operational.
I just hope he knows what he's doing.
Don't worry, he usually does.
And naturally, further tests will have to be carried out.
Thanks. We have one song left. It's the new national anthem.
Friend Stylex did that, and you can get a lot more of wonderful Stylex music at StylexOhio.com. That's StylexOhio.com. They played at our Detroit revival and blew everybody's minds. In fact, this show, Hour of Slack number 990, with the subject of the conspiracy, is a lot of it is from the Detroit revival, including a great rant by Reverend Carter LeBlanc. We also have a ton of new Norrell Pref music and collages, and the cut-ups of that crazy cut-up himself, Fernandinandi Lee Murr, plus the unusual. Reverend Sudhasana did the research intro that followed Lee Murr's intro. But first, let's go into a live revival, friends, a live Sub-Genius revival ongoing in Detroit at the Magic Stick to hear Reverend Carter LeBlanc preach on Bob and the Conspiracy in progress.
Good evening, sub-geniuses and non-sub-geniuses alike. Sub-genii, I should say, yes. This is the second time we've had a revival in Detroit, and a lot of people here may or may not be familiar with what the Church of the Sub-Genius is about. My name is Reverend Carter LeBlanc. I just need to talk to you for just a few minutes. If you could give me a little bit of your attention, I need to tell you what the Church of the Sub-Genius is about and what it means to you as an individual, as a member of what we call the human race, as what it means to be a member of the subset of the human race that we refer to as the Sub-Genius. The Church of the Sub-Genius is based on a few very simple principles. The first of which is Bob Dobbs, J.R. Bob Dobbs, the greatest salesman that ever lived. And J.R. Bob Dobbs is not somebody you're likely to meet. In fact, the farther you stay away from J.R. Bob Dobbs, the better. Because J.R. Bob Dobbs is the luckiest man that ever lived. So if you spend too much time in his presence or emulating him to too significant of a degree, you'll find that what you would call your own luck is being drawn towards him. So the Church of the Sub-Genius is not about trying to be like J.R. Bob Dobbs, but at the same time we have a profound respect, admiration, and simultaneous hatred for the man. Now, having touched briefly on the topic of Bob, because there's plenty that's been written, said, sung about Bob, I don't need to touch on that. Jared Bob Dobbs is an entity in and of himself, but I'm here to talk about the Church of the Subgenius. Number two, aside from Jared Bob Dobbs, the number two thing I need to tell you about is the conspiracy. Yeah, we call it the con, C-O-N, short for conspiracy, but we all know what a con is. And let me tell you about the con. The conspiracy is out to get you. And everybody, you know, they hear that, their first response is, you know, oh, the conspiracy is out to get me. Yeah, they are out to get you. Who is they? Have you looked at a phone book recently? Because you can say the conspiracy, oh, is it the people that murdered John F. Kennedy? Well, yeah, it's them. Is it the people that put the fluoride in our water? Yeah, it's them. Is it the people that covered up the UFO crashes at Area 51? Yes, it's them too. But you know what? The conspiracy is so much more than that. In fact, the thing about the conspiracy is every single person in this room is a member of it. Sad to say. They're conspiring with you. What's the first thing you learned when you went to school? How to stand in line, right? Everybody line up. How to order yourselves according to various criteria which you yourself have not selected. Alphabetical. Height. Age. Gender. Dick size. Dimensions of labial surface area. These things are not things that define you. But these are things that the conspiracy uses to define you. And the conspiracy is out to get you. When they say, oh, who are they? Well, let me tell you, when I say they are out to get you, you shouldn't be asking who they are. You should be asking, how are they out to get me? Because if you know how they're out to get you, you are that much more prepared to deal with it. And let me tell you, sad fact of the matter is they already have you. They had you from the word go. See, when they want you, they have you. All they need is the paperwork. All they gotta do is they press a button marked H for hell, a button marked E for eternal, a button marked S for slave, and a button marked Y for you. The conspiracy has you. And let me tell you, it's a terrible thing. But how? How did they get you? And what are they gonna do to you? Well, pretty much they've already done it.
Watching TV, total revulsion, with sadomasochistic chains, the gross, puking blood, there's no escape in it, and it's endless. Again, we'll steal your virgin soul and go back to watching TV. Gotta live for watching TV.
Fox,
they love me telling people to shut up, shut up, shut up. Why don't you just shut up, shut up? Why don't you just shut up?
Fox News Channel's the O'Reilly. Fox News Channel's the O'Reilly.
Ultra stupid, dishonest propaganda puppet. Shut up.
I've talked about this a little bit, but not a lot. I have no idea. The Neverland Ranch with Michael Jackson's. But I'm sure it's going to be nasty. As far as I know, I was. But Michael Jackson. Somebody. Fox. Michael Jackson. You don't know what kind of guy I am. I could be the worst guy in the world. You know, how do you know?
Lunatic fringe right people screaming.
O'Reilly off the air. O'Reilly off the air. O'Reilly off the air. This is the shut up one. I really don't know much. Get the Rush Limbaugh treatment. I'll get it.
Pleasure. 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 I was stupid, but I am stupid. I am a stupid guy.
Question.
Shut up.
Essentially, today's topic is life's just an immense. Make a little more money. Why life? A lump or another life? What is a life sale of an ass? Who qualifies? Life expectancy. We're looking for individuals who have a life expectancy less than 15 years. Whole life. Variable life. Why? Split. Divorce. We had one female that we worked with, and she premium, but for the terminally ill. And life settlement's really for the terminally ill.
From PR News in Washington, I'm wearing two homemade knives. The Environmental Protection Agency leaked fluid that built up after their movement last week, 38-0-10-10-2051. Authorities in Atlanta shooting at PRs from Maryland. Officials had been caught earlier in the week seeking to demonstrate the power of PR News, Washington.
Debt.
I would say it would be hundreds of billions.
Actually, it's up in the trillions.
$2 to $5 trillion deficit.
Alan Greenspan just said
the agony will be prolonged.
If the president looks out his window, this is what he will see. George W. Bush guilty of war crimes, worst ever.
All the nation prayed with the president. As he said,
I'll be a first cousin to an animal trainer.
It was almost unbelievable.
Once upon a time,
we were short on butter. The honeymoon was over.
Apoplexy, globus hystericus, dementia praecox, cerebral embolism, ulcerative membranous stomatitis, paroxysmal tachycardia, tabus dorsalis, pseudoparalytica, myasthenia, neurasthenia, psychasthenia, and a terrible headache.
Wait a minute, one thing at a time.
In Afghanistan, Secretary of State
Hillary Swank,
the U.S. made a mistake.
And I can't imagine doing anything else.
And I said to the president earlier, September 11th was a tragedy of the American people.
And I can't imagine doing anything else.
The hard president.
Withdrawal. Pull out. Hard. Ultimately.
The president.
I have the greatest respect for him.
I love my job. I love.
In the U.S.-led war on terrorism.
From PR News in Washington, I'm making progress despite slipping. A California judge has upheld a jury's unborn fetus. The jury was convicted of PR News last November and sentenced to PR News, Washington.
See, if you look at things like advertising, for example, you'll discover something interesting, okay? And I'm going to invoke two brand names we all know, Coke and Pepsi, right? Everybody knows Coke and Pepsi, and Coke outsells Pepsi, and yet people in blind taste tests that have chosen Pepsi over Coke, when they go to the store, they still buy Coke. It's kind of like people that vote for the left or people that vote for the right. In the words of a great man, an unsung prophet of America, Mr. Charles Bukowski, he said, when you're given the option between eating cold shit and eating warm shit, that's not exactly a choice. Because you're still going to end up eating shit. And where does it all begin? I want you to think back as far as you can. Think back to when you were a child. Think back when you had that first realization that all these people that are big, they're tall, they're your elders. These people, do you ever have that moment of revelation when you all of a sudden you're like, oh my God, these people are lying to me. You know, maybe it took something as mundane as Santa Claus as the Easter Bunny. Maybe it was something a little deeper, a little more profound. Maybe it was the person they were telling you had to be. It wasn't the person that you knew you really were. But there comes a point where you realize the cards are stacked against you. And you don't like that. And it causes turmoil within you, and it causes these feelings of aggravation and tension and hostility, and you wanna lash out, you wanna kick something, you wanna, you know, maybe push a yuppie down the stairs, you wanna maybe put some pipe bombs in some mailboxes, maybe you wanna fuck shit up. You know, you get angry, you wanna be a punk rocker, you know, or a gangbanger, or maybe you wanna be a thug or a rude boy, or maybe you wanna be a hacker, or maybe you wanna be a terrorist, or whatever. You wanna do something because this shit is just fucking your head up, and you know it, and you have this aggression within you, and the thing is whatever you do, you wanna lash out, it's they already got that file on you. They've been looking at you because you've been exhibiting those symptoms since you were a youth. And if you've been exhibiting those symptoms for a youth, that's indicative of one very specific thing. You're a subgenius. If you don't exhibit those symptoms, you can leave now, or you can go over to the bar and drink a lot. I mean, if you're a subgenius, you can keep drinking too. That's all right. We don't mind that. Too much is better than not enough. But let me tell you, if you ever had the urge to kick things, to break things, to blow things up, to push things down, to change things, because the way they are is not acceptable.
Broadcast, friends, we've had to interrupt. They've got a message here from the Homeland Security Action Office, something we'll be back.
You see? Your stupid minds! Stupid!
President Cheney. The people we serve. Privilege. The people we serve. Privilege. Fascism was only a dream until it was achieved. Until one day it was accomplished. Every high school diploma is a ticket to Iraq. Ukraine, Iraq. Our government will continue to support apathy or gangs or jail. America's prosperity requires drug dealers and terrorists. They have given us an example of idealism and character that makes every American proud. The United States is the world's primary state sponsor of terror. They are afraid of democracy. Let us do what Americans have always done. Lie. And we watch our children sponsor and harbor terrorists. In the past 4 years, we provided irresponsible corporate criminals capital. I will work with Congress to ensure that human embryos are environmentally responsible energy, alternative sources. And I urge Congress to punish low-income workers. The principle here is clear. Duplicate current efforts, radicalism, and ideologies of murder. We will add to that story. Justice is distorted, not getting results. I will send you a biological and chemical attack. Year after year, Americans are burdened by an archaic, incoherent institution of marriage. Old patterns of violence and failure. One of America's most important institutions, terrorism. Now we must add to these achievements. Do not let anyone mislead you. Our commitment remains firm and unchanging, and frivolous, weak, and vulnerable. Now, as we see the expansion of the United States economy around the world, we must guarantee there is no change below inflation, permanent, by increasing clean nuclear energy. We must invite chaos to fill jobs Americans will not take. Chaos is enough. Chaos at our border. Serious problems in today's world. So here's the result. Bigger than the year before, $300 billion, dramatically higher taxes, and best of all, it's time to extend the war on terror, if you wish, violence. The FBI must have body parts on the table. Voluntary terrorism. Activist judges have been removed, and I have done so. The United States has to impose and expand an empire of oppression, in which a tiny group of brutal, self-appointed rulers control every aspect of every life. And the whole world now knows that a small group of extremists, the United States, is seeking weapons of mass destruction. They are still seeking weapons of mass destruction who want to kill many in Iraq during this time of war. In the next 4 years, our country is still the terrorists who want to kill many. Kill many. The dangers of ending terror, despair, and growing hatred with the ultimate goal of nuclear ambitions. Tyranny and terror replace hope with hatred. Our aim, the advance of the evil principle of mass murder, is within reach. Pursuing nuclear weapons while depriving its people of the freedom they seek and deserve. And wondering if it might be too dangerous to vote. Democratic state, dream that is dying, yet we know where it leads. It leads to thank you. I will listen to anyone who has a good idea to offer. Al-Qaeda terrorists, if you have a five-year-old.
The way of the future.
Yes, the future is not a pretty sight, but these shows can help you. Yes, they can help you. You'll be able to discern certain trails that'll lead you to some kind of righteousness and perhaps even a little bit of slack, as it were, in time for those Oh, those end times that are coming up. Doctors constantly in Congress, yes, we will be the dogs to them in more ways than you can count. Yes, it'll be bad. Apocalypse is a mild term for it. Oh, yes, the Book of Revelation is an alien text. Those space monsters know what they're about to do to us. They knew it 2,000 years ago. But what they don't know any more than we do is that the prescriptions mean that they are darkly referring to the rupture, the cosmic vortex calamity after the biblical apocalypse, and somehow a godzillion times worse. Time intersection, Omicron, Epsilon, all that stuff. Hallucinations that are externalized, monsters from the ID. Don't laugh. It's kind of a...
Edit.
Yes, it's a compulsive editor's mantra.
And to watch the big E demonstrate its
okay, here we go, E.
Bob has four nostrils. Was Bob in on the Marlboro majority getting Reagan elected?
I figured Bob's in on the conspiracy, because did you ever think about what Bob spells backwards?
I thought about that.
You see how it ties in?
It all ties in. I just didn't know anyone else saw the significance.
I noticed it right away. It all ties in.
Really?
You say it backwards, or?
All the letters are there.
I think that pretty well sums it up.
Yeah. Bob, is Bob a nerd or a hero?
I really think it's Walter Cronkite.
Personal
Walter
study Dunn or Green, false prophet? Right.
Wouldn't that be wild if it was somebody like that?
It is.
That would be wow. But it could be instead
of
Ronald Reagan.
I doubt it. It's the FBI taking down names of weirdos.
These people.
The conspiracy only pays us $5 per weirdo address, friends. Anyway, that conversation was recorded in 1980 by the early subgenius clench in Little Rock that later became Doctors for Bob. And I'll bet it wasn't the only conversation that went like that among newly ordained and saved subgeniuses. Before that, some really old puzzling evidence show from KPFA in Berkeley from the 80s. Thanks to Phineas Narco for preserving that with Puzzling Evidence and Dr. Howell. Before that, Wretched State, that cool mix, was by Norrell Pref, as was a lot of the collage in the first half, pretty much all of it except for PR News by Fernand and Andy Lee Murr. So stay tuned for cuts from the new Consortium of Genius album, but first, more Norrell Pref.
The Bush administration and the news media.
A Republican hack using a pseudonym to obtain a day pass to the White House press room. It's not a particularly interesting story. Unless the gentleman in question also owns several gay porn sites, including hotmilitarystud.com, where his naked profile indicates he is, quote, 5'9", 200 pounds, brown, high and tight haircut, green eyes, and 8+ inches cut. Who is this muckraking Jeff Gannon holding the president's feet to the fire so he can more easily give him a reach around?
Oh, that's just somebody's sex life. It doesn't matter that apparently they're a hooker working out of the White House.
Well, I'm gonna get...
Why did they let him in if he wasn't even pretending to represent a news organization of any kind?
Actually, one of the bloggers that found it. We found it through the blog, America Blog.
Blogs are way more interesting than CNN.
Who is a journalist? And how could he have been allowed to get so close to the president?
Salacious activities?
Propaganda White House.
Partisan hack.
U2 is completely crap. Typical, predictable, and ordinary.
Boom, 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 boom. Never change. Never change it. Boom, 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 never change. Just keep moving, but never change.
YouTube.
Backstabbers for the love of money.
I think Michael Bolton's
completely crap. Typical, predictable, and ordinary. Typical, predictable, and ordinary.
And every face.
race of you, the trite and commonplace, who watch my every move.
Every single
I stand move. Before you on this stage to dip my quill and script a page of history outside the cage that I've prepared for you.
Just for you.
You want to know.
What do you plan on doing with it?
Well, that's where you're... I don't know. Seem I'm temporarily flummoxed.
What do you mean by flummoxed?
It means that I will be in the privacy... I'm in the privacy of my private study! Studying! I am not to be disturbed!
Oh, but I'm making the curry lentils.
No exceptions, Dr. Z! Come in. Why, hello. Come in, step right this way. Good, now have a seat. Here's some relaxing music for you.
I'm so broke I can't even pay attention.
I'm so poor I couldn't even give you the time.
From PR News in Washington, I'm guilty of sexually molesting John Negroponte and more than a dozen other people. President Bush was involved. He said he's holding Negroponte until he gets his priest.
As a troubled person who could not distinguish fact from fiction, he claimed he was overcome with emotion in that incident.
On Wall Street, 353, 2 and 6, 781. This is PR News.
From PR News in Washington, I'm not condoned as a method of interrogation. Congressman prices in the United States have hit record highs because of steroid use in Washington and high demand. From Savage Broadcasting, the surging Savage reports.
Officials say $2.05, 15 cents, $1.97, even more higher prices during the busy summer months.
I'm Savage from PR News.
Lee Murr did the PR News, and before that, Norell Pref. You can get a lot more Norell Pref from his website at heavyconfetti.com. That's heavyconfetti.com. And that song, I Have the Power, that is from COG, or Consortium of Genius, from In COG We Trust. And for a lot more of this band, check out consortiumofgenius.com. This background music is from Tom and Joe and their album, A Yellow Stucco House. And now let us hie to Winter Star of 2005. So anyway, the theme of this Winter Star, they always try to have a theme. And the theme of this one was rights and rights and or something like that, and legal rights. And I was thinking, man, I don't have anything to... We're so isolationist that our approach to all that is, well, just don't let them catch you. But this morning, we stopped by the sacred post office box on the way here, and there was a letter that addressed this very issue from Will Van Bibber at Spring Creek Correctional Center in Seward, Alaska. And the first thing on it was this... State of Alaska Department of Corrections property seizure report. The following items were seized for the reasons stating below. Unauthorized property. The book of the subgenius. The book was given to Van Bibber by another prisoner. And Sergeant Stewart's actual name is signed on here. But we get a lot of mail from prisoners wanting free stuff. But this guy said... please excuse the handwriting. I dropped out of school very young and was raised by a pack of super intelligent mountain squirrels. So geniuses are always very funny. My name is Christopher Van Biller, also known as Reverend Total Dumbass, or just plain Dumbass. I am currently a prisoner in Spring Creek Correctional Center, located high in the Alaskan Mountains. I'm here because of a little accubeating gone wrong. Nothing too bad, though. I am a devout studier of the teachings of J.R. Bob Dobbs, and though I've been a subgenius since birth, I've only been a watcher-follower for about 5 years. I sent my $30 to Bob and have spouted dogma in the face of many pinks, as found. Some may have been undercover subgenius. I know you get thousands of letters from lonely subs just wanting some help. Actually, probably thousands of them think about it, but because they're subgeniuses, they never get around to writing. He says, but I'm not lonely. I have the great attorney. He has some people waiting for him outside. The reason I'm writing to you now is that I have suffered a great travesty. They've stolen the book from me, the book of the subgenius. They have told me the church is not a recognized religion. And that if it didn't come from the Christian church, then it's not religious material. Wow. Can you believe that? I thought this was America, the land of the free, where a man could worship a piece of stone if he likes
if he's liking that, he'd be given time from each day to get down on his knees and love that stone. I found loving stones is very gratifying. And now I'm told I can't praise a wonderful salesman with a funny smile and a pipe full of cosmic curiosities. I and you, as you should be, am outraged that in this day and age there's still so much religious racism going on. In the case of subgeniuses, because we're a different species than humans, it is actually could be called racism. Very disappointing. That is why I ask for your help. I regain my lost Bob. Give me the word of Bob or kill me. They all say that. That's it. Give me slack or kill me. Actually, the correct quote is, give me slack or give me food or kill me. 45 minutes to dinner. Anyway, I am feared that this letter may not reach you, as the con may intercept it, for the Pinks have the book. God and Bob help us all. They have the book. Pray this Morton has the book of the subgenius. Total dumbass, Reverend William Vanderber. Poor guy. Wow. I don't really know what to do. You know, what do I write him a letter going, dear Spring Creek Correctional, you can go ahead and give him that book because it's a spoof religion, as seen here. See, so it's okay. It's not non-Christian. It's non-real. But maybe that's just what we have to tell him so as to stay around, you know.
Their violence is wholesale. So what are you left with? Well, maybe you're trying to play the game. You get a decent job, you get married, you get a bank account, you know, you're trying to improve your credit rating, you go back to college, you know, maybe you try to get a job you can enjoy and respect, you try to work somewhere like maybe a community college, you try to teach people, you try to help people, you work in a public library, or you maybe take a political cause like libertarianism, or drug legalization, or environmentalism, or maybe you try to be a musician, you try to do something that moves you, you try to do something that gets the inner party to the outside, you try to be an artist, but eventually something's going to happen, and it's going to be one of two things. You're either going to stop feeling, or you're not gonna stop feeling. And you know, if you stop feeling shit, you gotta do something, you know, to get a reaction. You know, you maybe try drugs, or pornography, or new age religion, or paganism, or comic books, or philosophy, or food, or casual sex. Anything to get a reaction. Or, you know, if you're from the other school, you know, maybe you feel too much, you try to numb yourself down. So what do you try? Maybe you try drugs, you know, or maybe you try pornography, or maybe you try new age religions, or philosophy, or food, or, you know, casual sex, whatever. But regardless, what are you looking for? The whole time you're just looking for one thing, and that brings us to the third item. Bob Dobbs, the conspiracy, this brings us to the third item, slack. The subgenius must have slack. And when you realize you gotta have that slack, you're like, you know, I gotta have that slack. Give me that slack or kill me. You know? I mean, because when you lay it on the line, when you say, give me slack or kill me, that's two options. That's not Coke or Pepsi. That is life or death. And slack is not an ambiguous concept. We gotta say, too much is better than not enough, because too much, like slack, too much is not an ambiguous concept either. You know, you may not be sure if you've had enough, but you sure as hell know when you've had too much, right? You know, because too much is when life gives you these things that are so incredible, so overpowering, so enriching, so fulfilling, so overwhelming, they knock you down, or they pick you up, or they throw you on the ground, they blow your head open, and they push you to a level you've never experienced before. They take you somewhere you never even thought was possible. That is the moment when you realize you have had too much. That is the point where you know you've got slack. I mean, see, slack is like, well, let's just take some of the three of the most basic things in life. Sleep, copulation, and defecation. Three of the most pleasurable things really physically possible by a human being? Sleep, copulation, or defecation? What happens if you do any one of those things in public? You can't do that here. Go somewhere else. These are three basic needs. These are three things without a human being, without which a human being cannot be healthy. And they have forbidden that. Brings us back to the conspiracy again, doesn't it? Why is it that we can't do these things and talk about them in public? And these are things that don't cost anything. Maybe it's a coincidence. I don't think it is. But these things are important. These are things that give us real pleasure that nobody else... Well, I mean, people can sell you these things. They can sell you drugs that'll help you sleep. People will sell you their body so you can have sex with it. People can, you go to a drugstore in the world and buy laxatives, but the fact of the matter is a good satisfying shit or a good satisfying fuck or a good satisfying sleep is something that you cannot pay money for. Because those things embody true slack, and they take those things away from you from the minute you're born. They want you to sleep by their schedule. They want you to eat by their schedule, defecate by their schedule, and they want you to fuck by their schedule. And these are things that are your right as a human being, as a Homo sapien, as a primate, as a biped, as a mammal, as an animal, as a living entity. These are your right. The conspiracy tries to take those things away from you. But there comes a point where you gotta have those things. When you say give me slack or kill me, you lay that shit on the line.
I'm Bob. Einstein likes to gamble, addicted to it. Thrill of the risk, some fear and loathing, dumb judges, genetic flukes, elements beyond your control. Einstein has shown great talent. Bull Mastiff Stud, large but not giant, large and small. That Marilyn was scared to death. She prefers to spend her social life with those who are not pink.
Me.
What?
Those who are not pink. I hope you are among that number, my friend.
I'm one of them numbers. Step in the back for this here cat. Oh, no, I don't.
Embarrassing, you know.
I don't know what that means, but anyway, it's still hot and we'll be back in just a moment.
From PR News in Washington, I'm charged with crimes against humanity. Officials say they are investigating, but do not complain about PR News in Washington. The White House says the president will veto his desk. Home Styles promoter Martha Stewart showed video of the Michael Jackson molestation to the U.S. Today, the Senate denounced the United States for PR News in Washington.
Rarely, if ever, has a convicted felon gotten such a welcome home for business and shopping.
Here's my poncho. Here's my poncho.
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho?
Regret everything.
We love watching somebody go down.
You're fired. Thank you very much.
Thank you for the opportunity.
I'm out of sight.
Here's my poncho.
Now, is that a real poncho or is that a Sears poncho? Don't you know, you could make more money as a butcher. So don't you waste your time on me.
Regret everything.
From PR News in Washington, I'm not being truthful about the contents of PR News. Bulgarian officials loaded a dangerous mix of corrosive corroded Bulgarians when Bulgarians fired warning shots in an effort to stop Bulgarians last Friday. Lebanon's President Bush releasing a cloud of orange Bulgarians over his close ally, PR News Washington.
A lemur did that, and before that, Norelpref, and also a little bit of our old Media Barrage number 3, Subgenius Media Barrage number 3, and WCSB live recordings from Cleveland with Lonesome Cowboy Dave. And now back to Detroit for this live devival in progress.
Anyway, dear friends, I'm Reverend Ivan Stang. And I work for that man, Jay! religious fanatics we need. Actually, we're not looking for religious fanatics. We're looking for rich idiots. We've got enough religious fanatics.
We got charisma, we got style. Well, people, we'll make you feel better for a while. Put your hand on the radio. A family doctor says you're just fine, but you feel so down all the time. Well, people, you don't have to worry, just drop us a line. Don't worry, it's adjustable. Well, people, you can forget your sins, forget your troubles. Put your hand on the radio. Put your hand on the radio. If you're feeling lonely and confused, and you don't know what to do, and there's no candle left to burn, and you don't know which way to turn, we can help you out.
Like anything, generalization allows me to just estimate. But I would say that many people in this room have had something of a negative experience with religion. You know? I mean, I don't know that about you personally, I just know that about every human being that I've ever met has had a negative experience with religion. Well, let me tell you something. Jesus Christ died when he was 33 years old. And, all right, it's your time. Coming up, we got a cross out back. Now, actually, Jesus Christ died when he was 33 years old. And let me tell you, his religion didn't take off for years. Muhammad, when he died, Islam had only just begun. Buddha, same thing, just beginning. Bob Dobbs died in 1984, okay? 1984, this man was assassinated by a lone gunman. I assure you, he was a lone gunman. Trust me. 1984, it's been only 21 years since that man died. This is your chance to get in on the ground level of this religion. This religion is just taking off. And maybe you've had some bad experiences with religion. Well, let me tell you, this is not like the religions you're used to, because we give you the opportunity. We don't tell you what to believe. We give you the opportunity to pull the wool over your for yourself. You know, if you want to form Zoroastrians for Krishna, subgenius clench number 3627, you go right ahead. And we'll be right there with you. This is your chance to make your own thing. All we ask is $30, very simple. And you know what? If it all goes horribly wrong, in the very end, if everything just goes to utter crap, you got a triple your money back guarantee. How good of a deal is that? You know, because it's like anything, you know, whether you're selling drugs, whether you're selling hot stereos, whether you're selling organs or fetal tissue or land, if you got good shit, it's not hard to sell. Let me tell you, I got some good shit for you. I got some really, really good stuff. I got the Church of the Subgenius. All it's going to cost you is $30. Eternal salvation for $30. You know, I mean, this is like rock and roll. So you say you want to be a rock and roll star. Well, listen close to what I say. Get yourself an electric guitar and take some time to learn how to play. Well, let me tell you, this is like the Church of the Subgenius. You want to be something, pay $30 and you are in on the ground level. This church is less than 3 decades old. We're still babies. St. Paul, who defined Christianity for 2,000 years, never even met the man his religion was based on. For $30, you can be a member of the Church of the Subgenius. It's very simple. It's $30. You spend $30 a night drinking alcohol. Walk over there, buy yourself a membership to the Church of the Subgenius. They'll give you a full ordainment packet. They'll give you pamphlet number 1, which outlines all the precepts of the religion. Pamphlet number 2, which elaborates on those precepts. This is it. This is the 21st century. We're done with all that other shit. This is the future right now. You want ion-driven jetpacks? Join the Church of the Subgenius. You want cold fusion at room temperature? Join the Church of the Subgenius. You want life after death? Join the Church of the Subgenius. You want to have sex with crazed aliens that have body parts you can't even imagine? Join the Church of the Subgenius. You get to go to a festival that will blow your mind, and other creatures may blow other parts of you as well. This is the Church of the Subgenius. We're not afraid of shit. This is the real thing. Come on. But really, if you want to know about the Church of the Subgenius, just think about what you always wanted your religion to be. And you're right there.
The greatest thing about the Church of the Subgenius, the very most wonderful thing about the whole church is, Bob is not the answer, and neither is anything else. You are free as of this moment. I'm a holy man, okay? A reverend. I've been ordained. Therefore, I have the right to tell you right now, from this moment on, you may now do anything you please. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. Praise Bob. Praise fucking goddamn Bob. Friends, I got one last thing to say, and it won't take long. But J.R. Bob Dobbs done been here, took a good shit, and gone.
Pigeon?
Yes.
Let me say this. Can I say something for just about a half a minute?
You bet. Go right ahead.
It's a free country for a little while.
As high a regard as I have had for KFJZ, and even when Otis is on.
Yes, sir.
All that stuff. I think this is about the sickest thing I've ever heard on KFJZ since I've been listening to it. I am thoroughly ashamed of KFJZ right now.
You know, I'm getting strong trance indications from this man that he was the high liar of Baghdad at one time.
Adam, I'm not interested in you. I'm just
in your past life.
Telling you what I think about this sick program that you're putting on here.
What? That's
well,
KFJZ as of now. This is terrible.
You don't believe people should start their own cult if they want to?
people. I mean, yeah, people, yeah. But not this is the damnedest thing I've ever heard of.
Okay, well, thank you for your opinion.
Thanks a lot.
Well, apparently there's somebody out there who was not a subgenius. He wasn't able to figure this whole thing out.
Well, I think he recognizes that we're beyond human.
That's right.
I see.
Above or below, it matters not.
J.R. Bob Dobbs established the Church of the Subgenius, and he gave us a very specific call. He said, eternal salvation for $30 or triple your money back. You can walk over to that table back there in the corner, and they will take $30. They'll give you a membership packet which contains the means by which you can be ordained as a minister of the Church of the Subgenius. $30, triple your money back if we're wrong. And let me tell you, I study religion. I spent most of my life studying religion. I grew up amongst a small sect known as Quakers for Satan. And let me tell you, I've studied all the religions of the world, and not one of them offers you a money-back guarantee. They'll take your money, but they will offer you nothing in return. And this is where the Church of the Subgenius differs, because we are not a non-profit organization. We are centered around one thing and one thing alone: patriotic, psychotic, anarcho-materialism. We are in it for the dollar. $30, to be specific. $30 for eternal salvation, for tripping your money back. Not one religion offers you that very thing. What are they afraid of?
From PR News in Washington, I'm still unknown. The BBC's Captain.
Violence, lull, letter of the extat.
In Ghana, three people could rise.
The Bush administration caused the blast and should get extra terrorists.
Many Christians around the world are observing Jesus via video. Federal agents say you're listening to PR News.
Even though we're leaving the air at this time, you may still phone in any prayer request you may have.
Kill me! Kill me!
No, kill
this has
me.
Been a spasmodic regression of the preservation of Borborygmi.
What is the main attraction?
Yes, dear friends, it's a tiresome trade to be master of so many lives.
Don't forget to clip with those hairy toenails.
And you've been listening to the Subgenius Radio Ministry, Hour of Slack. Brought to you by the Church of the Subgenius with WCSB and all our many helpers and friendly other stations and monsters.
You've been psychically ravaged.
Okay, so I guess we'll go out with the amino acids or something. How's that...
Yeah, amino acids.
Well, now should we play this?
Now, it's very presumptuous of us to believe that Martians are going to be any different than we are. It's merely a freak in their genetic code that has brought them to this planet. And I'm sure they don't plan to harm us. At least not yet.
We'll be right back.
on the spacesuits.
Radio check. Captain
Bob.
Spectrum is green.
Okay, Bob.
Lieutenant?
Ah, there you are.
Let's go in.
Through the wall?
Through the wall.
Some job that driver's got, shipping atomic bombs around.
It's not a bomb. It's a nuclear device for civil use.
What's the difference?
Well, I'm afraid it's goodbye.
Yeah.